tonight's title is Excellent Behavior. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, Father, for your word and for the changes in our lives because of your word, Lord. Father, tonight I thank you for what you're about to do in our midst and the continuation of it, Father, that's going to take place. I thank you for that. I also thank you, Father, for these that are here tonight. I thank you for blessing them and keeping them strong, Lord. And we just ask that you open our hearts and our minds, Father, to your word. We now yield ourselves to your word, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, this study tonight is entitled Excellent Behavior. So it's in 1 Peter 2, starting at verse 11 through 17. Remember, we learned that from 1 Peter, where God said, you shall be holy, for I am holy, in 1 Peter 1:15. From this point on, it's all about holiness. So that's what we're going to be reading tonight, and we're going to touch on a subject that is not too taught from the pulpit too often. So let's go ahead and read this. Excellent behavior. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as a bondslave of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. So let's go ahead and go back to verse 11. We're going to kind of camp out right here in verse 11 and 12. We're going to look at a subject called lust. And like I said, it's not taught, not too much is mentioned these days about it, but yet in the Word of God, He has very much to say about it. In fact, lust is spoken of 26 times in the Bible. So that would give us an indication that this is important. It's very, very important. Webster says, lust is an intense or unrestrained sexual craving, an overwhelming desire or craving. What's another word that you can think of that's in the Bible that's like lust? Yeah. How about covenant or covet? Yeah, covet's another word for it. And also envy is another word for lust. So the Bible speaks of lust in several ways, and that's where tonight's lesson is going to be kind of short. So bear with me as we go through this. So the Bible speaks of lust in several ways. In Exodus 20, 14, and 17, go ahead and turn there. You guys know this by heart, this is the commandments. Exodus 20, 14, and 17. 14 says, you shall not commit adultery. 17 says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, anything that belongs to your neighbor. We are not to covet it, not to lust for it, or not to be envious that he has it and you don't. And also in Matthew 5:27, Jesus teaches us this, and again, I know you guys know this by heart, but we're going to look at it anyway. Matthew 5:27 and 28. Everyone there? Hey, Greg. Hi. We're in 1 Peter 2:11. But right now we're in Matthew. Yeah, I'm sorry. Make up my mind. I was just letting him know where the study is. Matthew 5, 27 and 28. Matthew 27 and 28, okay? Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But Jesus says, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And that word heart is also translated as spirit. You can see what Jesus is getting out here and how severe this thing is in people. I mean, it just doesn't apply to men. Women, too. It's for all of us, okay? So Jesus is teaching us that if we look and desire, then we have committed it. And it may not be adultery. It may just, you know, like we learned back in Exodus, it could be for the person's donkey or for whatever the person has. It's the same thing. It works the same thing. If you lust for it, it works the same way. Now, Job has a very unique way, the way he put it. Job 31, 11 and 12. Does anybody have the New Living Translation? Anybody have that translation? You want to read it? 11 and 12, huh? Yeah. So this is the severity of it. It can come to this point where you can just take away everything that you own. We hear of people losing everything, their businesses, their family, it makes no difference what they own. It's all gone because of lust. And it may be lust for sexual desires or lust for drugs or alcohol, whatever. It can all be gone, be taken away from them because of that one thing, because of lust. Now, lust has as its focus of pleasing one's self. Is that true? It does, yeah. And often leads to unwholesome action to fulfill one's desires with no regard to the consequences of it. In other words, we as Christians, we take the things of God kind of lightly. Now, God's, in his word, we know that he's speaking of lust time and time again. And yet we take it lightly in our lives, and we shouldn't. We should not be taken lightly. Remember when we take communion, we're not to take it in an unholy way? And the reason we're not supposed to do it, as the scriptures say, it's the reason why we're weak and we're sick and we die that way. And God never intended it to be that way. His intention was to get it out of our lives. Get it out of our lives. And keep it out. That's his intention. We'll see that here in a little bit. So it's for one person, it's an unholy action to fulfill one's desires. That's all it is, okay? But it just has so much control over us. It has so much control over us. Now, Paul makes a very strong statement regarding this in 1 Thessalonians 4. So if you'll turn there, please. 1 Thessalonians 4, 7 and 8. Everyone there? "For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification. So he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to us." Pretty powerful. It's a pretty powerful statement that Paul's writing right here. And like I said, you know, we take this thing called lust, and we don't really take it to heart. And we get ourselves in trouble. And I don't know how many sleepless nights you guys have lost over this very thing. But I can confess I have lost some sleep over it because I just take it lightly. You know, we kind of overlook things like this in the Bible. We kind of just skip over it and just briefly mention about it instead of talking it out, letting God teach us why he has mentioned it so many times in his word. So rejecting this commands for sexual purity, he has called us to holiness, to be sanctified, to be set apart. That's what his calling is for our lives. Lust has no part of it. Has no part of it at all. Remember a couple of weeks ago in Herb's lesson that he brought? A couple of weeks ago, Herb in his message had a message entitled "Sacrificing Spiritual Blessings to Satisfy the Flesh." Well, he said something a couple of times in his message that touched my heart. And he said, it is foolish to sacrifice spiritual blessings to satisfy physical appetites. And he said that a couple of times. And if you think about that, that is so true. Amen? It really is. We do that all the time, unbeknownst to us. We do it out of ignorance because we don't understand what God is trying to do in our lives concerning this thing called lust. We just don't understand it. And that's why I said we take it kind of lightly. And we shouldn't be doing that. He has a purpose for our lives. And that purpose does not include lust. It includes spiritual purity. Okay? Spiritual purity. So it's foolish. It's very, very foolish to even to do this, to take it lightly. So there's three main categories of sin. It's in 1 John 2. So if you'll turn there, 15 and 16. Three main categories. 1 John 2, 15. Everyone there? Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but from the world. So you see, we have these three categories. You have lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is all mentioned right here. All three of these wage war against us constantly. That's why we have the Holy Spirit given to us. So we can't do the things that we want to do. That's one of the reasons why God gave us His Holy Spirit. And what a beautiful thing. Yeah. And yet we grieve Him when He gets on to us for this type of actions in our lives. So these things wage war against us. And they do all the time. They really do. Lust leads to pornography. Adultery, rape, and homosexuality. Our Heavenly Father can give the healing and victory over these battles. Amen? He can do that. And He's the only one that can do it. I'm glad you said that. Because turn to Psalms 60, 11 and 12. Yeah, Psalms 60, 60, 11 and 12. 11 and 12 in Psalm 60. Oh, give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Though through God we shall do valiantly, and it is He who will tread down our adversary. Yeah. So He's the one that will give us victory over this. He's the one that will take us from this lowly state. And a lot of, I want to mention that too. And I see this a lot. And I'm guilty of it too. You know, we have the shield of faith, correct? It's part of our battle attire, right? Most of us are hiding behind that. That shield of faith is supposed to be used in battle. We don't stand behind it and hide behind it. We get out there and we got the sword and we've got the shield and man, we need to battle back. We need to wield that sword. And yet we don't. We hide. And it's a shame that we do. It really is. Because we grieve the Holy Spirit when we do. And when we grieve the Holy Spirit, blessings are held back from us until things get straightened out. I remember times I kept asking the Lord, why does this same thing keep happening over and over and over and over again? And he would just say, it's because you're not listening to me. I'm showing you how to get away from this, how to fight this, and yet I didn't do it. I kept focusing on the situation and kept wondering why and kept asking God, why aren't you doing anything? And He was. He was doing something all along. And we're going to see something here in just a little bit that I'm glad it finally came out. I really am. Our enemy knows that if he can contaminate our soul life with pornography, we would fall into a very deep hole. You see, we would do anything to keep it a secret since we are Christians. We would. I did it for years. Kept it a secret. That's why the Lord put in His Word to confess our sins to one another. What's the results of it? First of all, we get it out in the open. Second of all, you get a brother or sister standing on your side with a sword in full battle array with you at the same time. Go ahead. Yeah, it takes the power away from it. It sure does. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Right. Right. But as long as we walk by the flesh, we are going to be constantly in that situation. As long as we stay within the flesh. But as soon as we get out of it, as soon as we do something spiritual like confess our sins, that's stepping out in faith and that's stepping out in the Spirit, because the flesh doesn't want to do that. It does not want to do that. It wants to hide. It wants to remain hidden behind that shield of faith. And nothing ever happens. And you're just standing there. I know the Lord says, after all you've done, just stand. I know He says that. But you've got to do something. We all have to do something. Go. I agree. Mm-hmm. But it's made for battle. It's made for battle. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So we've got to step out from behind it. We've got to take that the sword that the Lord has given us and wield it. We really do. So He knows this. He knows that if He can contaminate our life with pornography, we as Christians are going to keep that hidden. We will. Because we don't, well, I mean, after all, we're God's children. I mean, you know, if you think about that, and we've got something like that hidden deep in our heart, you can see the conflict that's going to go on. What's going to happen is, first of all, the first thing it's going to do is going to cause you to stop seeking after the Lord. Stop seeking answers, because you're going to be caught up in it so much. You're going to be down in this deep hole that I just read about. And you're just going to keep it a secret. You're not going to let anybody know about it. Husbands and wives, and I'm sorry for you guys that are single, but you have us as brothers and sisters. Husbands and wives, there's a reason that God put us together, and that's part of it. Well, we can keep each other in love with, not only in love with one another, but also in love with the Lord. And to, you know, don't be ashamed of it to share it with your spouse. Okay. I have never met a man or a woman that, you know, I've heard guys confess sins to me, like what they did before they were born again and stuff like that, but never would confess sins that they were going through at the time. They would just let it go, keep it hidden. And you can see it. You can see it wearing them down and down, and they get weaker and weaker and weaker. And they take communion and still getting weaker and weaker. And that's the reason for it. So anyway, our pastor has asked Bob and I to lead and facilitate a video study. The study is called Conquering Series, The Battle Plan for Purity. So write down and go online, write this down. Go online. There's a trailer for each one of you to go look at. It's mainly geared toward the man. It's also for women also. So it's called the Conqueror Series, the battle plan for purity. All right. And you can go online, type that in and put /trailer, and it'll take you to YouTube and you can see a video. It's fairly long. I believe it's about, 60 minutes long, Bob? Something like that? Which part? The whole thing? Conqueror Series? The Battle Plan for Purity? Okay. No. You just type it in. Google it. Uh-huh. No, you don't have to go to YouTube. Just type it in, put /trailer, and it'll come up. It'll be a YouTube video. And that's where it's being hosted at. I couldn't believe it. When I looked at this video, it's pretty powerful, pretty strong. I'm so thankful that somebody has come out with something like this. Just some of the things that are going on in this study, The DVD number one is called The Mission, the purpose of it, of this. And then the second DVD is Battle of the Brain, which is where our problem is. The third one is Strongholds of the Enemy. And that's pretty powerful. That's going to be pretty powerful right there. This is a study of three major strongholds that keep men in the cycle of bondage. It's called the arousal template, wounds and deceptions. We also learn emergency procedures to minimize relapse. So that's good. That one there is going to be pretty powerful. In fact, all of it is so far. We haven't seen all of them, but I know at the men's breakfast we're going to show one of the videos. Which one are we going to show, Bob? The Mission? Okay. So, guys, come. I'm urging you to come to the men's breakfast on the 14th so we can see this and then make a decision whether we want to go through this study or not. We're going to leave it up to the individual. Bob and I are still working out all the logistics of this. In fact, we have a couple other teachers that are leaders. It's probably not a bad idea. I know the pastor said 2 weeks, about twice a month, and I'd already been in prayer about that, about doing it twice a month. So, yeah.
Or if that's not going to work, then...
Mm-hmm. So we're still working on the logistics of it, and we'll get it all straightened out, and it'll be all ready for when we want to sit down and go through this. Now, video number four is the soldier and his armor, just like what we were talking about. Video number five is the battle plan, and number six is, well, it's a leader's guide, but... Those are the five videos that we're going to go through and see. And it's going to require honesty. It's going to require, if you want to, there's a test to see if you fall into a certain category, if you're a maniac, a sexual maniac, or whatever. There's a test that you can go online and take. You can register it, or you don't have to register it. So anyway, that's what the plan is. That's what's going to be taking place in our near future for the guys. Go ahead, Manny. I thought we were going to hold off on that a little bit until we got it all worked out. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll get it started. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because next Saturday is the men's breakfast, and we want to kick it off then. And, yeah. The following Saturday, right, the 14th. So we'll kick it off at that time. Yes. 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I encourage you guys, ladies, please go see this video. It's pretty overwhelming, pretty strong, too. I mean, Ted Roberts doesn't hold anything back, holds no punches back at all. I mean, he's right in your face. Did you go look at it?
No.
Okay. I thought you might have. I was hoping you would so you could help me out a little bit. So anyway, that's what's going to take place in our near future in the men's breakfast. So just let you guys know what's taking place. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what we've just read, Father. We know that you are concerned about us and how much you love us because you've told us time and time and time again, Father, to come out from among them and separate ourselves from this world. And we hide, just like Adam and Eve hid in the garden, Father, from you. We hide also. And yet you're standing there waiting for your sons and your daughters to come to the full truth and knowledge. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you've waited all this time. And I thank you, Father, that you have brought men up that are willing to go all the way with this and not hold back from it anymore, Father. There's nothing to be ashamed of because we are your sons and daughters. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.